The Case of the Exploding Loo by Rachel Hamilton, read by Sarah Ovens.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Wacky Scientist Wiped Out by Toilet Blast. I collapse onto the sofa and stare at the newspaper headline. Wiped out? Wiped out? Dad hasn't been wiped out. He's gone missing, that's all. The reporter changed the facts to make a toilet paper joke. That's just rude. No wonder everyone thinks something horrible has happened to Dad. The newspapers have been yelling about his disappearance in shouty capital letters ever since the Portaloo exploded 48 hours ago. I screw up the article and throw it across the room. But it's too late. It's already been copied and pasted in my brain. I'm like Dad's all-in-one printer that way. If I scan something once, it's stored in my memory forever. Dad says it's because I have a photographic memory. Smoke and Joe Slater and the school toilet trolls say it's because I'm a mutant freak girl. I prefer Dad's theory. Controversial scientist and renowned TV personality Professor Brian Big Brain Hawkins vanished when an unexplained Portaloo explosion shook Lyndon's annual Christmas market yesterday afternoon. The top neurologist's smoking shoes were all that remained after the blast rocked the temporary toilet facilities in Lyndon Town Centre. Mum stamps on the novelty Christmas rug, pounding Santa's face underfoot, screaming, "I want to see those shoes now!" Policeman number PC2746 tries to calm her down. "I'll look into that for you, madam," he says. But Mum's not listening. I decide not to listen to him.